Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're talking Fred Hall with the man, the tackle guru himself, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, getting ready to set up that giant Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth at the Long Beach Show. You guys start tomorrow, right?
Well, we get in line Monday morning, and
that's Monday morning.
Then they let us in the building, hopefully, you know, sometime before noon. We spend 2.5 days setting up the booth and making it all pretty and putting up a lot of sale signs.
Wow.
And then 1 o'clock on Wednesday, they open the floodgates, and you'll see a lot of people run into their favorite booth, and a lot of them end up in our booth in that first, you know, 20 minutes. And
yeah.
Off we go for 5 days
exactly.
of fun and craziness and talking fishing and seeing old friends and getting some deals on some tackle and, you know, taking home some new toys. And
yep.
It's just a very special time, the Fred Hall Show.
It is a good time, yeah, for sure. And a lot coming out. And we have a great prize to give away today to one lucky caller.
Well, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, so cool and so generous to Doug and everybody. I mean, we got like a Fred Hall prize package for one lucky caller. So, again, at the end of the show today, if you want to get through at 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or the toll-free number, that one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Somebody's going to come away with a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. $50 gift card to the tackle shop. And you're going to get 2 tickets to the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. Get in on all the good fun and all the good deals we're talking about. And you're going to get a copy of the brand new Bite Journal, which you can pick up at Brandon Hayward's booth at the show. He's going to be selling them there if you're not the lucky winner. So, again, brand new Bite Journal that's new for the Fred Hall Show. 2 tickets to get into the show and a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you want to get your shot, 858-457-1090. It's open right now.
All right, let's go ahead and find out what's biting out there.
You got it today. The Catch Report is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings.
At the Fred Hall Show, right?
You got it, man.
Yeah, boy, probably one of the most popular booths at the Fred Hall Show would be the Fisherman's Processing booth, because they're giving away samples of their famous tuna jerky, the famous smoked fish, all that good
stuff.
So
killer.
Yeah, great, great spot. So stop by, see Sean and the gang at the Fisherman's Processing booth at the Long Beach Show. They'll be there in full force and be handing out samples, and you'll know why you got to go with Fisherman's Processing when you come back to the dock.
Very best. All right, well, let's start off our FishDope.com report with our FishDope.com reporter, the man, Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete and Doug.
Morning.
Mark.
So, I was going to start off this week's report by mentioning how all 6 of the offshore buoys that are relevant to our area right here, how all 6 of them had water of either 60 or 61 degrees, which is a good sign for this time of year.
Oh, boy.
But 3 days of cold wind took care of that.
See ya.
Yeah, I put them back down to 59, but maybe next week they'll bounce back up. We'll see. So let's get some better weather here. And as far as local fishing, pretty much status quo. It's been tough conditions. Bass were biting actually pretty good there. Sculpin ever present, of course, and a few more halibuts biting outside the Pedro Light here in that 70 to 90 foot range. But overall, you know, not a whole lot going on. I got 0 island reports, 0 squid reports. So it just is what it is. The weather's down now, though, and we got the weekend here. A little rain maybe tomorrow, but not too much wind. And should get some good reports here from guys getting out there poking around. Hopefully somebody will find some of that sea bass that should be here. So to shift gears a little bit, because it is Fred Hall Show, time coming up. And, of course, we'll have our Pacific Edge booth there. Unfortunately, we do not have our new upgraded selection of crowders. I was very disappointed, but we're a little behind schedule on that project, so we're still standing by to stand by on the crowder department. But we got a good selection of tanks, including we'll have one like is on the famous Rock Cod Rick's boat there for display, and as well as several others. But I'm doing three PowerPoint presentations, one Wednesday evening and one Saturday at noonish, and the other Sunday at noonish. And so we're working on a whole bunch of new pictures and a whole bunch of new information. We're talking about upgraded tackle, especially the tackle needs for those bluefin that we all hope are going to come back, and signs look like they probably are. So, Doug, I have a question for you, tackle guru.
Yeah.
So if a guy, and you get this question too, so this is part of what I'm putting together for the presentation here. So if a guy had three outfits and he's going fishing on a skiff and he wants to be state-of-the-art and he already had the reels, if he had a Trank 500 size, Torium 20, and a Talica 12, but he's just kind of stymied as to which probably Calstar rod to match a Trank 500, a Trinidad 20, and a Talica 12 up with.
And you're
off the top of your head, what do you got?
And you're talking mostly just offshore style fishing for the tuna, right?
The early season bluefin thing like happened, you know, not much more than a month from now, and the fish came rolling up the beach, stacked up there outside the Coronados, then all the way up to the nine, and the guys are throwing snipers and surface iron and getting into that popper deal.
Sure.
That fishing there.
Yep. Well, I mean, everybody has their own preference on length of rod, and some people like a little heavier, a little lighter, but let's just say that Talica 12, probably going to put 65 braided line on there with a probably that type of fishing. You're going to want to go a 50-pound top shot. So you could even go the 80 quattro and to some 50-pound test. And maybe something like a GFGR, which is a graphiter, 800 extra heavy, something along those lines for that one. Still long enough to cast you know, some type of a popper or a jig, but also a bait. But with the two-speed, it's a short enough rod that you're not going to get completely killed. And then when you go with, you know, the Talica or the Trinidad 20, some kind of a traditional jig stick. You can throw a surface iron or a popper a long ways. I would probably opt for something, you know, 10-foot, like a, you know, a 100 mag or something like that, but also a 90J, very traditional 9-foot jig stick. And then as far as your Tranks 500 goes, with that type of fishing, I'm still going 9-foot. And, you know, most of this is casting quite a long ways into, you know, boiling fish. The fish were not super anxious to eat a live bait. You know, so if you wanted to use some kind of a live bait, it would have been a mackerel on your Talica 12. But those other two are going to be long rods, casting poppers and surface irons. And sometimes you know, laser minnow style 4-ounce, you know, chrome jig with a pretty gnarly single hook on there. You know, that'd kind of be what I would have. When we go fishing on the Parker, the rods are rarely below 8 feet and a lot of 10-footers. We call the boat the porcupine because just a bunch of long sticks, you know, sticking out of every rod holder.
Yeah.
I did.
Well, hey, that's great suggestions. I appreciate that. You know, I'm working on that part of the presentation actually tonight, and we'll quote you on that. You're gonna be there. I got a couple pictures of your protege in this presentation. Man, if you got something worthy, I'd love to have one or two of you also in there to feature. So.
All right. Well, and I wanted to see if Rick had anything to add to mine because, you know, he obviously is super savvy on the stuff, you know.
I just do it out of habit. I was TAC 12. I was 700 extra heavy for my flat fall rod. I was, for my Torium 20, depending on who the guy is, I'd either be a GG 6480 or a GG 90J, depending on what you were doing with it. And for the Tranks 500, I was an 800 extra heavy graphite.
So you went a little shorter than I did.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just figured just bluefin was.
No,
and I didn't
gotcha.
Like the I didn't like the fact that Doug had 10-foot rods in his thing and not me. So I kind of felt bad about it. But yeah, that was my list.
Yeah. So of course, fishdope.com. Danny's got all the dope for you as the water warms up and things start to change. This is the time of the year that things start happening, and now it's so critical to have that fishdope.com. Hook up now, lowercase, no space, hook up now, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com, where you can get info from Mark Wish and all the other guys out there in the know. And Mark, once again, your seminars at the Fred Hall Show again are?
Wednesday at 5:30, and this is in the upstairs seminar room. You leave the main hall, you go up the escalators to that room that looks out over the main hall. I got a really nice PowerPoint presentation to give me plenty of time, so we'll be able to show a whole bunch of slides and take a bunch of questions. So Wednesday at 5:30, and then Saturday and Sunday at 12:30.
Very good.
In that upstairs seminar room.
And, of course, the rest of the time you'll be in your booth at the Pacific Edge booth in the show.
Yes, we will.
Okay, Mark.
Looking forward to it.
Look forward to it. We'll see you there.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, you got it. Take care, guys.
Thanks.
All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to Seaforth Sport Fishing, and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Marcos.
Well, we had a little slow week this week. The weather has just not been very nice this last month here. But when the half day did get out, they saw a little bit of bass in there, a little bit of other fish mixed in, and, you know, got a few more days of that. And then, next Wednesday we're going to have our rockfish opener, so that should open things up a bit there. We have the San Diego went out on a three-quarter day this morning, going down to the islands there, take a look around. Hopefully they come back with some good news. The tribute's out on a day and a half, so most of the fishing's been over the last couple days here and hopefully through the weekend here. Definitely take a look at the website. Our half days are up there, the three-quarter days on the San Diego. So they got out this morning. He's planning to go out again tomorrow. He's already got a handful of reservations there, so have a good chance to jump on a three-quarter day. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can make reservations online there. You can call us at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person, and then next week also definitely stop by the booth there and visit them at the show. Say hi to the guys.
You're not going to be there, Marcos?
Somebody's got to hold down the fort and get all these.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You know what, though? Definitely stop by the booth, and we have some new Seaforth stickers this year, so definitely pick one of those up. And I also hear you'll be able to pick those up at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. down there, and I'm sure you'll be able to find some Seaforth stickers.
Yeah, Seaforth. I think they're in the men's room, too. Yeah, they'll be all over the place.
They'll be all over the place. Yeah, definitely take a look for some of those new stickers.
Marcos, one thing I will always say, too, Seaforth does such a good job, always well represented. So many of the captains that we all like to fish with on all the boats at Seaforth. Seaforth does a great job of having a lot of the boys up at the show, get to shake hands, inquire about charters, things like that. The booth is always well represented. Mark Larson always does a great job up there. It's good to see all the guys from Seaforth, and as always, I'm sure we'll expect the same this year.
I would hope so. Yeah, like I said, I'm unfortunately here, but I hear nothing good about the show up there, so definitely check that out. If you want to come fishing, we'll still be here running trips. You know, come down and visit the best tackle shop in San Diego. Definitely stop by. If you want to slum it, head over to Fisherman's and options.
That's all right. The closest proximity to get the best burrito in town, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely stop by and pick one of those up. And Rock Hard Rick Rex burrito, some Seaforth stickers, and you're all set.
Life is good, Marcos. Great report. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, and we'll definitely look forward to seeing all the boys at Seaforth up at the Fred Hall Show.
Talk to you then, guys.
See you, Marcos.
All right, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial with our Northern Baja report. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, it's starting again down in Muahay with the report. The yellowtail are starting to move to the surface. Lots of snapper in the bay. Cabrilla are being taken, trolling the shallows. Over on the other side of La Bocana, we got a report from Juanchi Aguilera there. He reported excellent fly fishing at the Glory Hole, Snook, Grouper, Corvina, Jack Crevel, Pinto, and Spotted Bass. Jeff at Cedros Island Tackle said that after the rain, the yellowtail bit real well on the yo-yo iron, and the halibut are still around on the lee side of the island. Calico's biting well with a few fish up to 7 pounds, and rockfish fishing still going strong. Up at San Quintin, decent yellowtail fishing in Sheephead showing, but the more interesting news is that a few juvenile broomtail grouper were taken in the area, and it's really not that common for those fish to be that far north or in that area at all, but it appears that they're starting to settle into the bay and around the island, so that's kind of interesting. Ensenada, typical mixed bottom fishing going okay, and Colonnette, I guess earlier in the week, they reported pretty decent yellowtail fishing there at Colonnette, but I don't know what's happened after the rain. Nobody's really gotten down there that I know of. So that's about it up and down the coast. Sounds like further south is good on both sides, and with this good weather pattern coming in, I'm sure the yellows will get back on the go there, both at San Quintin and Colonnette.
Yeah, and a big show coming up, the Fred Hall Long Beach Show coming up this Wednesday, and Rick Jensen and Sport Fishing Financial will be represented there, right?
We will. I think we're on a perpendicular aisle to you, down about 20, 30 yards or so in that gigantic building. So as you're circling around, keep an eye out for us. We've got the dark blue banners with Sport Fishing Financial there, and I'd love to talk to you about our independent advice and service to the sport fishing community for you and your finances.
Well, I can tell you the way the economy has been escalating here recently, I know the money that I've invested with Rick and Sport Fishing Financial, it's you're making me proud, Rick. You're doing the job. So it's really, well, really good.
We put you in the right place to be successful. Can't take short-term trends are going to go up and down, and we really can't take credit for that on this little run here, but it's great to see, and we have a lot of optimism for growth and income in our portfolios going forward.
All right. Well, we'll see you at the show, the Sport Fishing Financial Show. You know your booth?
You know, it's different than last year. I know it's a few down from where it is, but no, I don't have the number. But just keep your eye out. We'll be looking for you.
All right. Good very call, good, Rick. Thanks a lot for that. Or sportfishingfinancial.com. We'll see you at the show.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report. Again, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook. Gamakatsu live bait hooks are the hooks that keep your live bait alive with a perfect bend that your bait swims harder and longer and gets you bit. They also come with a superior, strong, solid one-piece ring. Get your Gamakatsu live bait hooks at your favorite tackle store.
Indeed. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We call him Captain because he is the captain of the
captain of our crew. Man.
Yeah, and the captain of the crew too. I see him over there shouting orders. He's sipping his coffee there and shout, "You go do this. Oh, you
that
go
is
do that."
Definitely not the Doug Kern way for sure. I will say that there are
he's
very
right next to you.
Yeah,
guys,
there are very
hard.
Few people that would be in the position that Doug is that works harder than everybody around him.
That's
so yeah,
no,
Doug is an in the trenches guy for sure.
No
hey,
doubt.
The phones are packed up. Let's talk to Mike calling us from Mission Viejo this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Mike.
Hi, guys. Thanks. I love listening to your show every weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
So my great-grandfather is George Farnsworth. It's Tuna George Farnsworth. He's
wow.
in the International Game Fishing Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
And on my bucket list is to go fish Farnsworth Bank this summer. So I just wanted to know what species I can look for there and how I should rig up for that kind of thing. Those are my two questions.
I know there's new regulations that protect some of the ground fish for Farnsworth Bank, but I believe you can catch pelagics there. I've dove on Farnsworth Bank several times. I've fished on Farnsworth Bank several times, but it's an amazing place. They have this special purple coral on there, which is
really?
Also allows for special anchor restrictions
huh.
too on the bank too. It's a beautiful, beautiful bank. To dive on as
cool.
well as fish on the backside of Catalina. But you'd have to consult the fish and game regulations. But better yet, if you come to
yeah.
the Department of Fish and Wildlife's booth at the Fred Hall Show, you can ask the guys that make the regulations right there, the officers that, that do it.
I'll be there on Thursday.
Yeah. Ask them about the special regulations. But I know recently they changed some of the regulations there. I know Mark Wish would have all the answers to that. But I haven't fished him in a while. But that's pretty cool having a
yeah.
great grandfather
yes.
with a bank named after him.
Right?
A famous bank, too.
What kind of depth do you dive there on that? I just find that fascinating. That's really cool.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Tony. And we'll see you at the show. Come by the Let's Talk Hookup booth. We'll see you at the show. It's been a few years,
okay.
but I believe the top's like 60 feet.
Oh, wow.
65, maybe 70 feet, something like that.
That's
yeah,
very
but it's
cool.
just like a big peak. Basically down there, a couple peaks. And it's pretty wild.
I have such a bad habit of just being so familiar from, San Diego south. Once you get above there, my knowledge of that just goes away. But I think that's way cool, especially like you say, there's a unique coral to that thing. That
yeah,
sounds rad.
It's an amazing place, yeah, and an amazing place to, big yellows.
That's cool.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always hear about stuff like that. That's
yeah,
rad.
For sure. Hey, look who's on the line. Some guy named Bart Hall. You know who he is?
I know that guy.
We know that guy.
Hey, Bart.
What's up, Bart?
Good morning, boys. I'm sitting here, and I'm out in the car. I had something to do with KFI, so I am listening. I'm thinking to myself, isn't it wonderful if you have something like Fisherman's Landing Tackle that is large enough to have buying power and is small enough to have experts like Doug and Rick to help you out? It's a wonderful combination. We're so lucky.
Well, I got to tell you, Bart, it extends way beyond Rick and I. We have got such a great crew. There are going to be seven of us in the booth, and every one of them is very fishy,
yeah.
very knowledgeable about how to apply the proper tackle to the specific angler's needs. And then when you couple that with the ability, you know, like you say, to offer ridiculously good discounts and value added, you know, buy twos, get one frees, and you know, you talk about some of the buying power. We have bought over 500 rods at ridiculous closeout prices.
Like, for example, give us a ridiculous closeout.
Well, we bought an inshore-style rod, 7 foot and 7 foot 7 inches, name brand, graphite rod, split grip, in mediums and medium heavies and heavies. And these rods are normally $135. It's a very premium-type rod. And we've got those for $49.
Come on!
Yeah.
Those are probably going to be gone the first couple of days. I mean,
wow.
it's just an A plus home run deal.
Whoa!
And you know, we bought some blanks also, $25 for blanks that would normally be, you know, some of them are they're basically graphite composite rods. They're $100 blanks, and you know they're gonna be in the Rod Riot bin for $25. And that's the kind of thing we see guys every year. They'll grab a bundle of 20, you know, and just stockpile them to wrap for their friends or, you know, that kind of thing.
If you're a rod builder or wanting to have a rod built, we have probably the best deal on blanks we've probably ever had, just as far as depth and quality and inexpensive and closeouts and Calstars and Seekers all the way down to lesser expensive but still, you know, the one thing that we don't ever do ever is ever put something at a Fisherman's Landing booth that we don't believe in. You know, it's not, we pull on every rod, you know, whether they're a $20 blank in the Rod Riot bin or a $200, you know, custom composite long rod. I mean, we pull on everything to make sure they're right. And there's probably the best deals I think we've ever had as far as blanks go.
How about that, Bart, huh?
Well, you know, the other nice thing is where you're located, you know, now Shimano's like within shouting distance. Accurate's within shouting distance. Daiwa's within shouting distance. Cousins right across the aisle there. I mean, you can go try the things you like and walk 10 feet to Fisherman's Landing and pick it up.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love it.
You're right in the middle of the action.
Pretty awesome. Well, Bart, we're looking forward to tomorrow's show, a full 2 hours with you and Mike Lum. Mike Lum will be telling a very special story tomorrow during the show. And also John Ireland here in the studio. You guys will be live from Long Beach Convention Center because you got to get in there and get taping out, right?
We're taping it out. We're actually starting early tomorrow, but we'll be taping all day. And, yeah, we'll be doing a tag team because I'll be running off to do something and he'll be running off to do something. But we'll be there getting it all done.
All right. Very good. Look forward to having you, Bart, tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on Let's Talk Hookup, the pre-Fred Hall Long Beach show. And then, of course, like I talked about earlier, our live show next Saturday and Sunday from the Hyatt Regency. We're going to have a lot of prizes to give away. Always a lot of fun with that live audience there. Some great guests. And Bart and Jenny have secured the Sea View Rotunda, which is the big room right down the stairs, right down the escalator in the lobby of the Hyatt Regency. So looking forward to that, Bart.
Jenny's right next to me. She says, like, we can't use her name. She doesn't like attention.
Oh, come on, Jenny. You know who really does all the work. Thanks, Bart.
See you guys. That's funny. All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. And this time we're going to talk to Gary. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's morning. Up, Gary?
We're doing good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I can't wait to the show. And your booth is usually my first stop. You guys, Doug, you hooked me up last time I was there. But my question is, I have a few brand-new two-speeds, and I just wrapped this CalStar Graphite 7400XH.
Nice.
But I'm looking maybe to use that for my 80-pound rig. But I'm wondering if you're going to have, like, the 7400H blank there at the show.
Yep, definitely have the 7400H. And for people that aren't quite familiar with that, it's like the 700 series, but it's a little faster taper. So you've still got the lighter tip, but then you've got a little bit more beef for lifting power in the butt section. And this year they've come out with some new blanks, and among them is the 7400 medium. So now that series is starting to grow. You've got a medium, a heavy, and an extra heavy. And along those lines, they've also come out with some faster taper rail rods, the 7470 series, H, XH, XX, XXX, and also they've come out with some 8-foot rods like the 800 in a double extra heavy. So CalStar's got some new blanks, and among them, so we'll have all of those, but definitely we'll have the 7400 heavy and in both the rod and the blank form.
Wow, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Benjamin, calling us from Carlsbad. Good morning, Benjamin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, Benjamin. We lost one.
Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deal in the show. If it's Cousins rods you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has an incredible selection of Cousins rods, including the new Fisherman's Landing Custom Series, all at great prices. That's Cousins rods and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventure's own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bay tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What the clam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle with all the tackle difference. Before we do that, give us one more deal. I mean, we have just scratched the surface.
Yep. Well,
the deals at Fisherman's Landing.
One thing that I'm kind of excited about this year, and yes, there are deals on them, but we've got a lot of new items this year. And, you know, I'm not going to go down the whole list, but, I mean, obviously we talked about the Tranks, 300 and 400. Yozuri has a new fluorocarbon, the top knot, which a lot of people have heard about. We've added the 13-tackle level-wind bass-style reels. And, I mean, if you buy one of those, they're giving you a free rod, you know.
Whoa.
So how can you go wrong with that? Daiwa, any Daiwa rod, reel over $100, they're giving you a free saltist rod.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, there's just some crazy stuff going on. We added the new Komodo reel by Okuma. Rapala, you know, everybody uses the X-Wrap mag. Well, they've come out with a high-speed swimmer called the Husky 25. So you buy any two Rapala X-Wrap mags or Huskies, you get a free Husky. So, I mean, again,
wow.
33% off, a brand new item that's an awesome item. We've got, obviously, our giant jig wall, and, I mean, they're, I think people have come to know this is the time to stock up on irons. We have guys buying 20 and 30 at a time because they're so darn cheap, and we've added the JRI jigs, which people are, you know, frothing over. They've got their brass 66 in the Red Crab. That is the hottest jig going, you know,
Colinette right now.
We're down at Colinette. The brass jig just sinks out, you know, so fast. Salus came out with their new PL68 squid colored jigs, glow with the squid pattern. They're catching cows on those down south. So
you have a Taddy Lures shirt on today. Taddy.
Yes,
has,
I do.
Taddy always has great stuff.
Oh my gosh. And we've got, you know, they've come out with their new 14A lightweight, surface iron, which is a little bigger, you know, a little further casting, a little bigger presentation. So, I mean, you know, between the Salus, the Taddy, and the JRI, you know, we've barely got enough room on that 8-foot by 8-foot wall to put it all up. I'll tell you what, packing that truck day before yesterday, that was a lot of heavy jig we put on that truck.
We got the Sumos, too. That's going to be a really good one.
That is a great one. We bought the Sumo 3. It is a great little tuna jig. They're all chrome, mostly chrome. I think there's some blue and white and scrambled eggs in there. But those are, you know, $10 to $12 jigs. We've got them for $3.95.
Come on!
Yeah.
And, again, you know, we have what we think is a lot. You know, there's hundreds of them, but I wouldn't be surprised if those are gone in the first few days.
Yeah, those are going to be gone. They're good jigs.
They're
like
great little tuna jigs.
Baja, yellowtail, cabrilla, tuna, like all that stuff, you know, just the stuff that we fish, a very standard number three treble hook jig.
Yep.
That normally, like you say, it's a $10, $12 jig, $3.95. It's going to be so wild this year. This will be our best booth we've ever had,
ever.
For
best
sure.
Booth ever.
Yep.
No doubt.
Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
How about this time we talk to Brian? He's calling us from Westminster this morning. Hey, Brian, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. My question is, you know, with the new Fisherman's Landing Tackle Cousins rods, are those going to have a warranty?
They will have the same warranty. I would venture to say all the rod companies we deal with now have roughly the same warranty. It's a limited lifetime warranty. If your rod ever breaks due to a manufacturer's defect, they will replace the rod at no charge. But even if, you know, you're a little ways down the road, you get 2 or 3 years down, you know, and the rod breaks for whatever reason, if it's not necessarily a manufacturer's defect, they have some sort of a, you know, lesser expensive price that you can replace the rod. A lot of times it's in that $60 to $80 range for a, you know, $250 to $350 rod. So you're not left out in the cold, even if something happens that, you know, you high-sticked it and tried to bounce a 12-pound yellowtail and the tip snaps off. You know, it's not really the manufacturer's responsibility, but they know that, you know, that's a special rod to you, that they don't want you to have to pay $300 to replace it. So they have some, you know, warranty built in there that you can get it replaced for a lesser price. So it's exactly the same as that warranty, you know, lifetime warranty, but that's against the manufacturer's defect.
This is a kind of a, like you were saying, you know, will this series have a warranty? That's one of the benefits of buying at Fisherman's Landing series of rod is you are getting what truly is a custom rod. You know, we custom made the grips, the guides, the this, but it's still built by the factory, so it carries a factory warranty.
Yes.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Chris. He's calling from Agoura Hills this morning. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, I've been listening to you guys since you first were on the air, right?
Wow.
And I listen every weekend. It's the first time I've gotten through on the phone.
Wow. Well, thanks for being a first-time caller with us.
Well, what, 21 years? That's a persistent angler.
Oh, yeah.
25. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
is it really?
Yeah. God. Coming on 26.
Where did the time go?
I've been fishing in California for 50 years. Since I was 6 years old.
That's nice.
Cool, anyways, I'm going to be – I've never been to the tackle show because I'm always bass fishing. I got a bass boat, and I was supposed to fish a tournament today. And it was too cold. My son wouldn't go.
I don't blame him.
But I got a wild bluefin story for you, but it's too long. I can talk to you offline about it. But the bottom line is it was between 200 and 300 pounds. I was on it for 2.5 hours. On number two, a 50-pound test. 20 Trinidad with an 8-foot-6, all the wrong stuff. So I'm going to go be down there at Wednesday and get me a trench because I've thrown one once. My question is, what ratio should I get? And I have all custom rods, all Calstar, and I want to get a short little thin rod with the cranks on it. So which one should I be getting? Is there a 5-to-1 and 7-to-1 ratio?
5.8, call it 6. It's 6 or
now
7.
You're looking for something to catch big bluefin on, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been chasing these fish for 5 years.
Yeah, so the 500 size, not the new one, not the new 300 or 400, but the 500 would be the right
one. Yeah, minimum, you're going to want to go with the 500 size. And, that's very much along the lines of your Trinidad-style reel. So I don't think you're going to be changing what you've already been doing. If you're looking for bigger bluefin, you need to go to some type of a two-speed reel that will allow you to cast, that Talica 12 still will throw a popper. It will throw a surface iron, not as well as your Star Drag, but a lot of times those tuna popped up around the boat and you could get to them. That's kind of the minimum. And if you're really shooting for the cows, the 200-pounders, you kind of got to go up to like a Talica 20 or a Talica 25, even if, you're going to try the kite thing with the Yummy Flyer or slow-trolling mackerel. That's the minimum reel, and even up to, call it a Tiagra 50 size reel for that, trolling the Yummy Flyer. So I don't think the Tranx is an A-plus for a 200-pounder. Definitely a great reel for those 60 to 80-pounders throwing a popper. It'll certainly hang with those. And there were some, 100-plus pounders and even a cow or two caught on that reel, but the Tranx is...
So would you go with the high speed or the low speed 500?
I always go with the high speed.
Okay.
When you just got to be able to take up that line if you're cranking a jig. The low speed to me is not the ideal for most of our situations in Southern California.
But you'll get more torque, though, with the low speed than you would the high speed? Is that right?
You would get more torque, but I still think your overall fishing, because these cows aren't necessarily going to be our bread and butter for the next 5-10 years.
Oh, come on. Why not?
Okay. Well, then buy one of each.
I mean, if you were in the type of position where you could add gear to, if you could add reels to your collection, all the time and money wasn't an issue, for the sole purpose of throwing a popper at a 150-pound fish, the power gear, the lower one, would be the one to get. That being said, every single other scenario that we fish the Tranx for, surface iron, jig fishing, yo-yos, bait, all our yellowtail, all your school-sized tuna, all the everything else, you're better off with a high gear ratio.
HG.
So, I mean, we all pretty much just fish the HG because, we don't have the luxury of buying a badass reel that's only good for one thing. I shouldn't say that it's only good for one thing, but it's best for a popper and a giant tuna, and the HG, the higher speed one, is better for just about every other scenario.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, hope that answered your question, and thanks for being a first-time caller and a long-time listener. We'll see you at the Fred Hall Show.
Can't wait. Next up, let's talk to Tony. He's calling us from Corona this morning. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Always good to talk with you guys. Loving the show. Look forward to seeing you guys on Wednesday.
Good morning.
My question is, Doug, I've got a brand new fisherman who is a sailor, and he wants to drag a trolling rod behind his boat and kind of start learning to fish. So I figured what better place to bring him over to your neck of the woods on Wednesday and trying to get him set up with some gear of his own. I've been lending him gear a couple of years. He says he wants to go ahead and buy his own. So
nice.
What would you recommend for, he's not really looking for, huge tuna or anything like that, but a good fair setup for him to be prepared for most anything around here, sailing from, say, here to Catalina.
Yep. Well, we outfit a lot of people in that exact same scenario. There's no reason not to take advantage of the great fishery that we have here. And between here and Catalina, it's just rich at times with fish. You know, so we're going to have to teach him to keep his eye out for birds and kelp patties and alter the course, you know, to put yourself a little bit in the fishier zone on the way. But some type of a trolling rod that's, you know, probably 6 feet long. You don't necessarily need roller guides. And then some type of a little lever drag type reel, smaller Tiagra or a TLD 30, somewhere in that range. You don't have to completely break the bank. And then you're going to want to have a little jig assortment, you know, for the slower speeds, especially when the wind's just not right and you're not making much headway. Some type of a Rapala trolling plug like that is good. Also, cedar plug is just such an A-plus jig for any tuna that we would encounter around Southern California. And then I might suggest one or two lighter rods that when you get to your anchorage, or you get around Catalina and you know you want to just throw a plastic out there or a little jig or even just put a little bait down on the bottom. You know, if he's very inexperienced and wants to go with a spinning outfit, that's fine. Or, you know, one of these Tranks style level wind, you know, smaller reels like that. But to have some kind of a rig to just fish off the back of the boat when you're in the anchorage. And we can definitely dial them in on all that stuff at the show.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to John. He's calling us from Upland this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, John.
Morning. Couple questions. Every year I buy a new reel, so I'm debating on either the Tranks, the 300 or the 400, or a Telica 12.
Oof. Well, that's two different ends of the spectrum. What type of fishing do you primarily do or do you plan to do with this reel?
Well, I do quite a bit of yellowtail, bluefin, and yellowfin tuna, Dorado. I usually go on a multi-day trip out of San Diego.
Okay, and Do you already have some rods and reels in your arsenal? And if so, do you have the lighter end covered at all, or do you have that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you could go on.
I have the Toriums, the older models, and then last year I bought the new 16. I have quite a few other reels that I use also, so.
Okay, well, I mean, being that we're in a pretty good pattern of these bluefin visiting Southern California, and you do have a chance to catch a 60 or an 80 pounder, or maybe even a 100 to 200 pounder. And if you don't have a lever drag 2-speed, I'm leaning towards the 12 Talica as the better choice. And unless you were doing like a lot of private boat fishing and party boat fishing in the kelp beds, you know, fishing for halibut and calico bass and an occasional yellowtail and bonita and barracuda, that would be your 300, 400 Trank style reel. But if you're going on overnight and day and a half and, you know, getting offshore and we have these great opportunities, I think you should have one good 2-speed lever drag, and that 12 would be the call.
All right, there you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
John in Huntington Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, John? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I typically just wear the AFCO Blue Water Wear shirts when I'm out and about, and I was wondering if you had any deals on those this year. Usually I buy a couple of shirts from you guys at Fred Hall.
Yeah, you're talking about the T-shirts or the tech-type shirts, like the sun shirts?
Well, the Blue Water Wear, the prints and, you know, that kind of shirt, or the tech shirts.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, there's really the what they call them a woven, and it's kind of like your Hawaiian-style button-up shirt. Those have kind of disappeared. There are very few available, and, you know, when that was the mainstay, we would get a lot of great closeouts. So, unfortunately, we don't have the button-up shirts like that. We do have 650 AFTCO T-shirts and kid shirts in every imaginable fish, design, color, size.
Harvey, too?
Guy Harvey's.
Really?
And wow, all of those are $9.95.
Wow!
Yes.
$9.95?
Yeah. Sell them in the shop every day for $25.
So if you just need, you know, if you need to buy 10 fishing shirts for $100, you know, and call it a day, that kind of thing. But unfortunately, those wovens that we had for years are on hold at the moment just because they don't have that available any longer.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Okay, give us another. We're running out of time here, Doug. Give us another good one. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody talks about all the cheap Avets and this and that, and we have pulled out all the stops on the Avet reels. We literally will have the cheapest Avet prices at the show. I would venture to say, you know, the new reels we're selling are probably more like below even the blem prices that sometimes you hear about. We have a few of the blems. For instance, we've got the HX, which is a $409 reel. Those are $299.
Ah.
Yes. We have all the colors, most of the colors. We've got all the sizes and styles, single speed, two speed, from the SXJ all the way up to the 50s, the three speeds. And we definitely pulled out all the stops
at
this
like
year.
At like a blem price is what
yes.
you're saying.
Yes. Yep. Wow.
Blems being such a big thing, you can get a brand new reel at or within a few dollars for a brand new regular colors, not funky colors, not scratch, not this, not that. You can get a brand new one at basically at blem prices for at the show.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
So that's a zinger
that's a
for you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's about the, yeah.
One more. Come on.
All right. My goodness, we have so dang many.
One thing I want to throw out, too, just in addition to the reels, you know, you hear a lot of opportunities out there of Spectra, or we got a spool of Spectra, or you'll get this. When you're buying a reel and getting Spectra at the show, you're getting the Spectra filled at our booth while you wait. So not only are you not just getting a spool handed to you, you're getting the line put on your reel, but more importantly, you're getting it put on by a guy from Fisherman's Landing.
That does it every day.
Exactly. And
Oh, boy, is that important.
I cannot tell you.
Well, the connections are going to be proper and the tension, yes.
I can't tell you how often that's something that we do literally on a daily basis is correct people that don't work with Big Fish and Heavy Line and Spectra. That's what, you know, that's literally our backyard. Long Range is our backyard. You know, the back of our store is where you get on the Royal Polaris. I mean, and I can't tell you how often we see Spectra done maybe incorrectly from some of the other places. So when you do buy a reel, regardless of anything, it's getting done right from the guys that do that every single day.
Wow. All right.
You know, there's a couple more I wanted to mention.
All right, come on.
Blackwater is a very popular fluorocarbon line. We're doing buy two, get one free right on that one.
Whoa.
And also the P-Line Shinsei, which is a very good fluorocarbon line. We're doing the same thing on that, buy two, get one free. So,
So this is going to be the fluorocarbon show at Fisherman's Landing.
It is. I mean, you know, there's a ton of choices. I mean, there's so much, you know, I'm racking my brain to think of all of them, but those two are really good ones there, too.
Yeah, let's try and sneak in one more call,
let's
Rick.
All right, you got it. Brian and Wildemar, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brian?
Oh, lucky last one.
All right,
guys, this is the stumper question because Doug can't answer it and Ricky can't answer it.
Uh-oh.
So, Pete, I was lucky enough to win that Twin Power. I need a suggestion for a spinning rod.
Whoa, the one that when Robbie, was that when Robbie Gant was on?
Right,
nice. Well, I'll tell you what, there is a series of rods that was made for that, and that's called an Osea. It's basically designed as a popper rod. They are roughly 8 foot to 8 foot six. They have mediums, medium heavies, and the tips are fairly lighter weight. But for throwing the popper or any similar type jig, and they're geared for catching large fish. I mean, up to 200 pounds, and the lifting power on those things is absolutely incredible. So how they built in that lighter tip and that heavier butt, and it's not like some crazy fast taper rod, but they were designed for high dollar, high performance spinning reels for large fish for throwing jigs and poppers. Also, Phoenix has a couple of lines of rods, the Titan, and I'm racking my brain to think of the other one. But, you know, they're a little bit lesser price, but still a very good spinning outfit. So if you want to stop by the booth, we can kind of put them in your hands.
You can have those OCAs
yes,
in the booth?
Exactly.
On sale?
Those don't go on sale, but it's a rod you probably need to consider anyway.
Yeah, okay. We'll get one. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself that $50 gift card, tickets to the show, and the newest Bite Journal. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. You will not want to miss our largest ever eyewear selection from Costa. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has so many styles of Costa sunglasses that you are sure to find the perfect pair. That's Costa and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
It's time for the spectacular 71st annual Fred Hall Show, March 1st to the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world's largest fishing show, California's largest boat show, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. Nearly 1,000 booths, acres of boats, over 400 seminars presented by Cousins Tackle, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fishery Trout Pond, the Daiwa Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, the Hobie Kayak Fishing Theater and Test Rides, the Progressive Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Wind Grips Rod Building Depot, California's largest marine electronics display, archery, scuba, free dive, fly fishing, air gun range, casting, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Join CCA Cal and get in free. Come share the 71-year-old legacy of the Fred Hall Show as we celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. The Fred Hall Show, March 1st to the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of that $50 gift card, the two tickets to the Fred Hall Show, and Brandon's latest bite journal is going to John in Long Beach. John, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked. I can't wait to see you at the show.
Oh, boy. So you're going to pick up your tickets at Will Call. You're going to get your gift card right at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth and then pick up your magazine from the bite journal right from the man himself, Brandon Hayward. How about that?
Pretty exciting.
All right. Starting this Wednesday at the Long Beach Convention Center, 1 o'clock, it's the doors open, and you better head for Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Yep, make your plans. Hit up the Fred Hall Show. We'd love to see you all there. Come by the booth and say hello. Obviously, we'll see all of you down at Fisherman's Landing this summer. The fish are going to bite, and we're going to have a great time.
Okay, we're ready for that. Thanks, Doug, for everything, and thanks for all your support, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., we're going to have Bart and Mike from the Fred Hall Shows and John Ireland from Rancho Leonero is going to be right here in the Mighty 1090 studios with us. Thanks to Adam. Thanks to Ryan on the other side of the glass. And thank you for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.